Back now with Day to Day. Sidney Lumet is one of America's most prolific movie directors, if not the most prolific. At age 83, he has made 44 movies in 50 years, including such classics as 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, and Network. His latest is the thriller Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. It stars Philip Seymour Hoffman and Ethan Hawke. And Sidney Lumet joins me now from our New York studios. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Madeline.
Now, your latest film is really a very, very dark tale of greed, of despair, of family tragedy. What drew you to that script?
The comedy in it. No. It's very attractive because they're such passionate people. They've got such deep commitment to what they get involved in, and they don't even know what they're involved in the sense that it keeps constantly surprising them. And the pleasure of Hoffman and Ethan Hawke, I mean, they're... I think Hoffman is really becoming one of America's best actors.
I figure between the week's take, the jury and the cases, the vault, there's a $500,000 haul, I figure probably six. That old dumb old lady that works there, she's alone till noon, she's not going to be a problem.
That's Mom and Dad's story.
That's what I said. The mom and pop operation.
Did you originally envision him as for this role? This role, he plays a slick, money-grubbing,
hungry,
I guess.
Right.
real estate guy who conceives of this robbery in the movie.
Right. I knew that the piece had to be done at a very high level of intensity. And for that, you need good actors. And as I said before, I think he's one of the best. So, interestingly enough, Madeline, I read the script and I sent it to him and I said, pick either part. Play either brother. I don't care which one.
Because the other character, the other brother, is the opposite of him.
Exactly, because he's the driving one, the one who instigates everything. The other brother's very weak and keeps collapsing under the pressure all the time. And as far as I was concerned, he could do either one.
And he chose the dominant one?
Well, he said, I hear you're going to send a script to Ethan. And I said, yeah. He said, why don't we wait and see what Ethan wants? It was a lovely way to do it, actually.
So now you are known as an actor's director. That has been said of you many, many times. And interested in developing the acting foremost in your movies. And I'm just wondering, what does that mean on set, behind the scenes? What does it mean to you to be an actor's director?
Well, first of all, you stay away from lunatics. That's the important thing, because they're, you're going to work on a very intimate and close level. And the involvement is so complete on the part of the actors that if you've got a lunatic there, you're going to wind up in trouble. So it means talent and no madness.
And you are also known for your strict rehearsal schedule in that you rehearse, and then shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unusual. Why is that unusual?
It's unusual because there's a cliche among movie makers that in order to get spontaneity, you have to come at it with absolutely no rehearsal, totally fresh. That is not true, even though there are many different ways of working. The actors become much more spontaneous when they know what they're doing. They feel freer, and they're therefore able to trust whatever happens to them at the moment.
Give me an example, if you would, from one of your films of how that worked.
Well, in Dog Day Afternoon, for example, Pacino is a great improviser. We improvised during rehearsal as a rehearsing technique in order to find the truth about an emotion. And Al was brilliant at it. He then started falling in love with the language of improvisation. In other words, at the ability to use his own words instead of the words that had been written. And so that what we did was we found a good middle ground between the two. And then about 2 days before shooting, I froze it.
What's he doing? Look at him with him.
Get over there. Go back there, man. Get over there. Will you?
He wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
I got always going to kill
him. Attica! Attica!
Attica!
Attica!
In general, with that film and with your other movies, you seem very interested in examining characters' morality and how it fits into a corrupt or cynical system. And I'm wondering, with this latest film, it seems that the characters themselves are corrupt or cynical.
They're totally corrupt and totally cynical.
They're
very unpleasant people, actually.
Are you shifting your focus then from examining the system to examining the individual?
No, not really, because the examination of the system always happened through the examination of people. There always has been a cliche among movie studios that we couldn't have a picture that worked, either emotionally or financially, if there wasn't somebody to root for. Well, there's different kinds of rooting. You look at our picture. The story is so terrific that that's quite enough for an audience. That if they can get involved in the story, care about the story, that's as good as caring about the people.
Well, I would argue that you did that many decades ago with the Movie Network.
You're quite right, but except that Bill Holden is a rather sympathetic character, and anything that can influence a story to ambivalence, I think, is a step forward. I think if you get a revelation about behavior, about why it happens, about how it happens, that's really quite enough, or at least that's enough for me. That satisfies me.
Thank you very much for joining me, Sidney Lumet. It was a great pleasure speaking with you.
Terrific. Thank you.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!
I'm not going to take it anymore!
A scene from Sidney Lumet's 1976 film, Network.
And many of us in the news media marvel to this day how prophetic that film was.